Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, in 2019, large organizations including MasterCard, Southwest Airlines, Adobe, and the NYC Department of Small Business Services initiated or continued partnerships with Coursera for Business to equip employees with skills of the future. And Coursera for Business claims a clientele of over 2,000 companies and governments worldwide, including around 60 Fortune 500 companies.
Well, Coursera Enterprise's offer is based on providing curated access to its course catalog for organizations interested in upskilling their workforce. Course content includes a certificate programs from 200 top universities and industry leaders. Well, we speak to Raghav Gupta, Managing Director, India and APAC at Coursera. Well, welcome to the show. According to research by PwC, 79% of CEOs worldwide see skills shortage in their workforce as a growth threat. So what needs to be done to drive a quality upgrading among employees?
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. And I think that's a great question to get us started. Like you rightly said, I think we are seeing a lot of CEOs worry about equipping their workforce for the future of work. What we are finding is that there's a three-pronged approach that companies are taking. One, they're focusing on determining what are the right skills that their employees should be building. Second, they are working on figuring out what's the right knowledge bank or, you know, set of courses to be able to provide to their employees. And third, you know, and this is possible with online education, is creating a very succinct and very strong skills dashboard to be able to say that, you know, if my organization started learning on date X over a period of 6 months or 12 months or so on, this is how we've been able to build up skills. So I think that's a quick overview of how organizations around the world, especially the ones that Coursera is working with, and a number of them are in Singapore as well as the rest of Southeast Asia as well, are approaching what is called skills upgradation or reskilling and upskilling in enterprises.
Raghav, is it too broad a question then to ask you which areas companies should be focusing on to upskill their employees?
Yeah, that's a great question. What we're finding is that there are three broad domains where a lot of the work that Coursera is doing with leading companies tends to lie. And I say this on the basis of, you know, close to 46 million learners on the Coursera platform globally, of whom close to about 375,000 are in Singapore alone. And also I say this on the basis of 2,000 institutions that we work with, which could be companies or government organizations, of which about 20 are in Singapore. And these three broad areas or domains are skills in business, technology, and data science. And within these technologies specifically, you know, there are about 8-9 emerging technologies which, you know, various organizations have identified, whether it be the World Economic Forum or whether it be NASSCOM in India. And these include, you know, artificial intelligence, machine learning, blockchain, robotics, and so on and so forth. So those are some of the specific technologies that companies need to be upskilling and reskilling employees on. And the other big domain definitely is data science. In a world where so much, you know, of business is moving online and digital, lots of data being created, and the ability that businesses need to have to be able to collect, clean, draw insights from and apply data to business is becoming more and more critical.
Okay, is an investment in digital upskilling just one part of what's needed to create the workforce of the future, or could there be more?
I would say it's one of the key elements, of course, along with, you know, the embedded technology that a company needs to have and processes that a company needs to deploy. This would probably be the third leg of the stool, which is people, right? So process, technology, and people. And we found that identifying the right technologies, getting processes in place is very much doable, but skilling a large set of people across digital technologies in a world where, you know, all of us or most of us have grown up learning in a classroom, but a lot of that learning is moving online now, is a strong change management process as well. And so I would say upskilling employees is probably one of the three legs and definitely a very critical leg of driving digital transformation.
Raghav, Coursera for Business claims a clientele of over 2,000 companies and governments worldwide, including around 60 companies in the Fortune 500. So you're really bridging this gap on a macro perspective, aren't you?
Yes, that's correct. We launched Coursera for Business about 3 years ago. And the intent was that, you know, while a lot of individuals were already coming to Coursera's consumer platform and benefiting from education from the world's top universities like Stanford, Yale, and so on, we were finding that companies needed a more enterprise-level platform where they could actively participate in the upskilling and reskilling of their employees. And so very quickly, since we launched Coursera for Business over the last 3 years, we've grown to close to 2,000 organizations. You know, in Singapore, within financial services, the Bank of Singapore is training many, many employees on Coursera. And similarly, in the government of Singapore, civil servants are getting to learn on Coursera as a part of our work with the Civil Services College in Singapore as well. And we expect that this trend will continue because, you know, the worry that CEOs have that their organizations are not there when it comes to skills of the future is still very much the case.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you can tell us, how do you then help companies identify essential skills and courses needed to embrace a digital transformation? I mean, to bespoke courses must be challenging.
So I think we have the benefit of data, you know, because Coursera is observing as many as 46 million learners across, you know, thousands of companies and government organizations around the world. We have a very data-driven insight into what are some of the skills of the future that individuals and organizations are looking to build. And we also, you know, look at market data, data from organizations like the World Economic Forum, to firstly say what is the kind of content that should be coming on the Coursera platform. And with that point of view, we work with our partners who create content, you know, which could be universities or leading technology companies like Google and Amazon, and also universities actually in Singapore. So both NUS and NTU are content authors on the Coursera platform, and amongst them, they have upwards of 35 courses on our platform. So the first thing to do is let's create the right content. And then the second thing to do is, because, you know, there is so much content available on our platform, we've developed something which we call the Essential Skills Playbook. And almost by industry, so for example, in the financial services space or in the telecom space, across 9 functions, we've put out a point of view saying these are the 54 skills of the future that organizations should be looking to build. So we're trying to get a combination of, you know, the right content, but also the right guidance into what are the skills that companies should be building and making it available to organizations.
But how, though, Raghav, can companies pursue skills transformation in tandem with digital transformation? I mean, must it be done this way? Can they be done separately?
Yeah, that's a great question. We've actually put out an essential skills map for digital transformation. So, you know, again, a company in financial services can look at digital transformation playbook and say, you know, as we implement the right technologies and we implement the right processes, we also need to have our team skilled in the right technologies for digital transformation. And almost by function, you know, whether this is a software engineering function or product managers or, you know, marketing managers, managers and so on and so forth, they can very quickly get started and get off the ground in tandem with the other digital transformation that their organization may be undergoing.
We're talking to Raghav Gupta, Managing Director of India and APAC at Coursera. Well, what do you think has contributed to the increased adoption of Coursera's enterprise platform?
I would say in today's world, you know, as we all go through the fourth industrial revolution, the need to move from, you know, a stage where, you know, one could learn in college and then go and earn for the rest of their life. First, at a macro level, that has completely changed. And this phenomena that we call lifelong learning is very much here. And we are seeing, you know, whether it is organizations or individuals, we are seeing everybody start to understand that. And then also to take action around it, right, which is to say that people are investing time and money in this. Also, I think earlier the access to high-quality education at very affordable prices was not that easy. But over the last 7 years, platforms like Coursera and others have made this very, very possible. So Coursera is actually a part of the Skills Future platform in Singapore, and we are seeing a very large number of Singapore citizens benefit from that platform and program as well. So some of these, I would say, are the key drivers of what we are seeing happening in the workplace.
Raghav, are some of the courses that are most popular on Coursera for Business from the areas we talked about earlier, like BizTech, Data Science, AI, etc.?
So we see a combination of some courses that are being taken by practitioners on technology and data science courses. And we also see non-practitioners, business managers like myself, taking these courses. And some specific examples that I can share, a course which is meant for practitioners, which is machine learning from Stanford University by Andrew Ng, who's also Coursera's co-founder. And that course has been taken by upwards of 2 million people. Similarly, you know, Python, which is an integral part of the data science stream, has been taken by, and is from the University of Michigan, has been taken by millions of people around the world. We also see a course called Artificial Intelligence for Everyone, again by Andrew Ng, which is designed for non-practitioners, non-technical people on how to apply artificial intelligence in business, which was launched last year, seeing some very high subscription levels around the world and in Asia. And the fourth one that maybe I can mention is a very fundamental course called Learning How to Learn by Barbara Oakley from the University of San Diego. And, you know, as human beings, how do we learn? And again, it continues to be one of our highly subscribed courses with, I believe, upwards of 2 million learners who've taken this course as well. Mm-hmm, so those would be some of the key examples.
Mm. Well, with the rising costs of a formal education, how increasingly popular are online courses, classes, and are they comparable or more accessible?
So given just the data that we have in terms of the number of new learners coming onto our platform, I would say user behavior tells us that people are benefiting from these courses. You know, when you think about 46 million learners around the world, or even close to 400,000 learners in India, it's large numbers. In Singapore, it's large numbers. Second, what started out as being short courses, you know, what is called MOOCs, massive open online courses, has now become deeper forms of learning as well. So there are now master track certificates and professional certificates available on Coursera, which instead of being short 10-15 hour courses, are more courses which are closer to 6 months and above. And also now fully online degrees available online from some of the world's best universities. The kind of content available, the kind of products available online are evolving quite rapidly. And given that learners as well as their employers, you know, coming to Coursera and other similar platforms in a big way, I would imagine that the digitization of education is happening quite rapidly.
Raghav, very quickly, we're also seeing a rise in the importance of soft skills. Are you seeing that also in tandem with the number of courses in terms of personal development that people are taking?
That's correct. And, you know, while I did mention business technology and data science as the key domains, we tend to keep a lot of softer courses as a part of the business domain. And then we also think about a domain which is just personal skills on the Coursera platform. Both have a fairly high uptake, just fundamentals of communication. So business English is amongst our top 10 courses in the Asia region. So we definitely see a lot of soft skills continuing to gain importance for individuals.
Raghav Gupta, Managing Director, India and APAC at Coursera.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.